We're moving all the way across the country, and I have to leave my best friend behind. I don't want to go.
Moving to a new place can be super hard, but it's also a chance to trust in God. Hi, I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Thanks for joining me today. I'll never forget having to move away from my house and friends in the eighth grade. Now, instead of living in the country with lots of room to explore, my family moved to the city. At first, I was really sad about it. But soon after we moved, I met my friend Marty, and we became best friends. Now, it's okay to be sad about change, but remember to trust God in every part of your life, just like it says in Psalm 56:3, "Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you." Our story for today is called A Leap of Faith. Jake finished taping up the box that held his video games. "What do you think my new school will be like?" he asked Mom. "I'm guessing it will be similar to Wilson, but we'll have to find out when we get to New Jersey." Mom smiled and gave him a hug. "It's gonna be all right, you know."
"I know," Jake said.
When Mom left the room, Jake picked up a photo album and looked through it. He saw a picture of his best friend, Matt. They'd been best friends since kindergarten, and they played basketball together every day after school. What would he do without him?
"Jake," Mom called, "we're leaving for Grandma's. Don't forget your swimsuit."
In the car, Sarah, Jake's four-year-old sister, said, "When we move to New Jersey, I'm changing my name to Melissa the Mermaid." Everyone chuckled.
"Well, Miss Mermaid," said Mom, "you're going to make quite a splash at the pool today."
That afternoon in Grandma's pool, Jake was playing Marco Polo with Mom when he looked up and saw Sarah standing on the diving board asking Dad to catch her. She had never jumped off the diving board before. Sarah hesitated, like she wanted to change her mind. But finally, she took a deep breath, bounced on the board a few times, then leapt into Dad's arms. Dad wrapped his arms around her.
"You did it!"
Everyone clapped for her. Later, Jake went inside to talk to Grandma.
"Did you see Sarah jump off the diving board? She's always been too scared to do it before. Do you think she was terrified?"
"She was probably frightened," said Grandma. "But she knows your dad loves her, and she trusted him to catch her. That's the way we should trust God."
"What do you mean?" asked Jake.
"It's normal to feel uncertain and afraid when we're facing challenges in our lives," said Grandma. "But when we trust God, it's like we're leaping into his arms, believing he will catch us with his love and protection. We might not know what will happen in the future, but God does, and we can trust him because he sent his son Jesus to save us and promises to work everything out for our good."
"So does that mean I should trust God with our move to New Jersey?" asked Jake.
"Absolutely," said Grandma. "And remember, he'll be with you every step of the way."
So how about you? Are you facing a big challenge in your life? Maybe you're moving to a new neighborhood or a new school, or maybe you will soon have a new baby brother or sister. No matter what you're going through, you can trust God. Remember how much he loves you, so much he sent his son to die for you, and trust him to help you through difficult times. Our key verse is Psalm 56:3.
"Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you."
And our key thought for today, trust God when you're afraid. You know, sometimes the best way to enjoy a good story is to hold it right in your hand and feel the pages and smell the ink. Now you can get the Keys for Kids stories just like that. We'll send it to you in the mail with your name on it and everything. That way you'll never miss a story. Plus you can play games and write in the journals. Get it by mail by signing up at keysforkids.org/subscribe. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.